And now, the rest of the story. One summer day, a couple of friends met on a New York street corner. It had been some while since Wally had seen his namesake, Walter Jennings. The young men clasped hands heartily. Jennings recalled that Wally had been studying at Yale University, Yale Medical School, in fact. How was the future physician faring, Jennings wanted to know. But Wally glanced away, as though suddenly embarrassed. He was no longer at Yale Medical, he confided. He had quit. Jennings tried unsuccessfully to conceal his astonishment. Wally went on to explain that that was why he was in New York, to explore some other kind of work, preferably in the business world. But Jennings protested Wally would have been such a wonderful doctor. He was competent, he was conscientious, and yet gentle and understanding, surely a natural in the art of bedside manner. And Wally nodded and thanked his friend. He had been so certain that medicine was the field for him that he had invested 2 years' time and an enormous effort, but now, apparently for nothing. Jennings frowned. Wally had always been such a good student. It could not have been a matter of grades. No, not really grades, said Wally. Then beseeched Jennings why, and Wally finally, with a look of embarrassment returning to his face, related the rest of the story. That the reason this promising young physician had so abruptly abandoned medical studies was blood. Wally simply could not tolerate the sight of blood. Jennings was dumbfounded. How on earth, he wondered, had Wally made it through 2 years of med school with such an aversion? Wally explained it had not been easy. After a certain point in such a curriculum, one must emerge from the anatomy books and study firsthand. And there was frequent dissection, a live operation. And these of necessity involved the one thing Wally had come to hate more than anything in the world, blood, and just seeing it turned his stomach upside down toward the end that it became such a distraction that Wally was unable even to study effectively for examinations. So finally there had been no choice. Wally had to leave school. Well, his friend Jennings listened to all of this in amazed silence. After a long, uncomfortable pause, he clapped his friend on the shoulder. He said Wally would pull out of this. He'd have a change of scenery for a while, and eventually he'd have a change of heart, because certainly anyone as gifted in medicine as Wally one day would return to medical school and go on to become a great doctor. It never happened. So great was his antipathy for the sight of blood that he never again considered a medical career. He established himself in business instead, and then accepted an invitation to become a collegiate athletic coach. It has been more than 100 years since Wally Camp abandoned medicine. Walter Camp, eventually to become known and revered as the father of American football. Though, and this is significant, isn't it? That those burgeoning days of that sport comprised its roughest, toughest, bloodiest era ever. Of course, that is remarkable only when you know the rest of the story.